Well, the 35th annual St. Louis Storytelling Festival concludes Saturday evening at the Two Hill with a grand finale event. I'll be emceeing the evening for the fourth year, and I'm really looking forward to it. Bobby Norfolk is a St. Louis-based storyteller, and we welcome you to the program, Bobby.
Hello, Steve.
Storytelling is an ancient art. That goes without saying. I guess it's got to be as old as it's been around as long as people have been speaking.
Yes, old as the human voice.
So you don't have an exact date on that, do you? There's probably a story about that that you have. You know, I'm thinking of all the stories my grandmother, she was born in 1891 and lived to be 103. And boy, did she have some stories. So what makes a professional storyteller? She had a lot.
Well, the storytelling profession itself is something that started as a renaissance back in 1972 in northeastern Tennessee, in Jonesboro, Tennessee. As you said, storytelling has been around since the existence of human beings, as long as we have had language, not just in America, but all over the planet. And everything we see, hear, taste, touch, and smell revolves around story. And neuroscientists have now concluded that the human brain is actually hardwired for story. So we learn all of our lessons, whether academic or through moral, ethical reasons, through the power of story.
Could we say that we're all storytellers in some sense?
We are all storytellers. Because if you see something funny on your way home from work, you can't wait to tell your friends and family at dinner, and you will embellish the story, I assure you.
Oh, I know. Some of us are better at storytelling than others, though. Do you think some people just have a natural ability to do that?
There are some people who are natural storytellers, and then there are others who work at it as a craft, as an art form, the same way a person practices law, and they take the bar exam. People who practice medicine, they have to go through years and years of college to learn medicine. A storyteller professionally has to do the same thing, which kind of is the antithesis of the moth. You can't be a professional storyteller to perform at the moth necessarily, and it's almost like it's a catharsis where people go through these things where they have like Freud or Jung on the couch, and they go through all of their mental anxieties through story. But then storytelling is you craft it through myths, folk tales, legends, fairy tales, tall tales, lies.
Lies?
Oh, yeah. Lies can be stories, too.
Bobby, when did you know that you were a storyteller? Or when did you decide that was something you wanted to do? Were you the guy that people are always standing around at the party, you know, and you were
no,
you were relating what happened yesterday? That's right.
I was the total opposite.
Really?
Yeah, I was a wallflower. I stuttered from kindergarten to 10th grade.
No kidding.
I stuttered terribly. And it was the fact that these teachers in the St. Louis public school system saw things in me I didn't see in myself. They put me in drama class, glee club, choral, talent shows, poetry recitals. Whenever I performed, I wouldn't stutter. Left stage, it came back. And then one woman at Sumner High School, she had just graduated and got her degree from Harris Stowe. And she worked with me and she said, you need to study some meditation techniques. And her name is Claire Lockman Boyce. I am standing on her shoulders because it is she who saw things in me I didn't see in myself.
Boy, have you rebounded, because you're very busy and you do all sorts of things, right?
I try. I try to stay busy.
Well, you're prepared to share a couple of stories with us, two, in fact, and I think you want to draw some sort of contrast?
Yes, from funny to poignant. And shall we go with funny first?
Anything you want to do to set it up?
Okay. This story is ancient. It's 400 years old. It's a Norwegian folk tale. Everyone should know it. The Three Billy Goats Gruff. However, this is the Three Billy Goats Gruff rap. This is a tale of some goats and a troll, and the troll live under a bridge, you know. He guarded that bridge every night and day. He gobble you up if you went that way. But the grass was green on the other side, so the goats decided to give it a try. The little billy goat was the first that day. His feet went trip,
chap, chip, chap.
Hey, who's that chip chapping over my bread? Hey, fool, be cool. It's me, you see. Huh. Well, I got a hunch you be my lunch. But I'm so small and you're so tall. Sit in the shade, you be repaid. There's a big billy goat in this parade. Well, he let him pass to eat some grass. The middle billy goat was the next to go. His feet went trip, trap, trip, trap. Yo, who's that trip chopping over my bread? Hey, fool, be cool. It's me, you see. Well, I got a hunch you be my lunch. But I'm so small and you're so tall. Sit in the shade, you be repaid. There's a big billy goat in this parade. Well, he let him over to eat some clover. The big billy goat was the last that day. His feet went trip, trap, trip, trap. Hey, who's that trip chapping over my bread? Hey, fool, be cool. I'm big, you dig? I got a hunch you be my lunch. I got two sharp horns to run you through. I got a four sharp hooves to cut you in two. So come on up and give it a try. We'll see which one that's gonna get by. And well, the troll was a fool. He couldn't be cool. He tried to fight. Woo! The goat was right. Where's the two sharp horns? Woo! Ready to throw! Four sharp hooves, and he cut him in two. Then they went on over to the other side where the grass was greener, and they said with pride that troll was a fool. He couldn't be cool. He should have learned not to be so greedy. He should have learned to help the needy. Then the goats ate grass till they got fat. Trip, trap, trip, trap. That's that.
Do you want to go ahead with the next one?
The next is a piece that was supposed to have been in the New Yorker magazine, 1961, and it's called The Coal Within. Six humans trapped by happenstance in bleak and bitter coal, all possess a stick of wood, or so the story is told. Their dying fire in need of logs, the first man held his back. For of the faces around the fire, he noticed one was black. The next man sitting across the way saw one out of his church. He can bring himself to give his stick of birch. The next man sat in tattered clothes and gave his coat a hitch. Why should his log be put to use to warm the idle rich? The rich man sat back and thought of the wealth that he had in store, and how to keep what he had earned from the lazy, shiftless poor. The black man's face bespoke revenge as the fire passed from his sight, for all he saw in his stick of wood was a chance to spite the white. The last of this forlorn group did not accept for gain. Giving only to those who gave was how he played the game. Their logs held tight in death's steel hands was proof of human sin. They didn't die from the coal without, they died from the coal within.
That's Bobby Norfolk. Bobby, those were great. The festival wraps up with a big event tomorrow night at the Two Hill. I mentioned I'll be emceeing for the fourth year, and I've always had a lot of fun doing it. You're going to feature six national storytellers. You want to just briefly tell people what to expect tomorrow?
Yes, at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center, and you can either email sdlstorytellingfestival.org or call 314-516-4949 for that event, 7:30 p.m. at the Two Hill on the Umsl campus, and you can see national tellers all over the United States.
Give me just a quick example of a couple.
Jackson Gilman, the stand-up chameleon. Bill Lepp, who has won 5 awards as a professional liar. Motoko, oh yeah, see, there you go. Motoko, Japanese storyteller. Kim and Reggie Harris, who perform music and story. Beth Horner, who performs original works. And Choctaw storyteller Tim Tingle.
Go to stlpublicradio.org, the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to the Storytelling Festival. And tomorrow night, you're going to be introducing me. So you're going to tell a story about me?
Oh, yeah. I've got some lies planned. I mean, some truth planned for you, Steve.
I'm not sure whether to be frightened or I guess I'll show up. Well, I hope people will check it out and come if they've never been to a storytelling festival. This one in particular, it's certainly worth it. Bobby Norfolk, thank you for being here. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
My pleasure.